You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Very special, beautiful gift. Heaven sent me a very wonderful, supernatural, special friend. Help me say,
heaven sent me a wonderful, very special.
Say,
beautiful gift, oh my, heaven sent me,
my Lord,
very wonderful,
you know,
supernatural, special
Anybody want to help me praise him? Come on and clap your hands like this. Anybody still like traditional music? If you only knew,
if you only knew
what I've been through,
what I've been through,
you wouldn't be looking at me. You'd be praising God too.
You'd be praising God too.
See, I've been down to my left eye. I called on Jesus.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
'cause you're always here by my side. It wouldn't be Christmas without you. The seasons would just come and go. The holiday cheer would all disappear.
Give you praise,
give you praise.
Have yourself a Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. And through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. A merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. And through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Every time outside of my wheel, something happens to stop me from moving, I say, Lord, I thank you. Maybe you're keeping me from harm's way. I missed my plane. Lord, thank you. Instead of crying about it and talking about what I can't handle, maybe God kept you alive. Something broke down in my life. Well, maybe God didn't want you on the road. Don't be afraid of divine interruption. If I can but touch his clothes, I will be made whole.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Kingdom Authority Over Death and Disease. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Mark chapter 5, verses 17 through 24.
The Bible says Jesus went with him. Now, many of us, we see how God goes with us, or we are supposed to go with God. But in this scene, Jesus goes with the man. And this is what I want to share with you. Have you ever looked over your shoulder to see if Jesus is going with you? Have you ever done this? Are you there, Lord? Now, we always know Jesus is with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. But his anointing don't have to go. It's called manifested presence. He's always there, but he doesn't have to let his anointing go. The Bible says he went with Jairus. The Bible says, and he followed him. A multitude followed him and pressed him. In other words, he's in the midst of a crowd. While there on his way to Jairus' house. While there on his way to Jairus' house. The scripture says a woman had an issue of blood. She had an issue of blood. She looked at him going to somebody else's home, but she said, he's too close to me for me to just say, I'll stand in line. Do I have any desperate people in the house? I'm talking about people that's tired of having this trail of blood. This trail. I was telling the early church that's very important for us to get rid of issues of blood. Because if you ever want to survive in the wilderness, and I'm just pulling back some of my Marine Corps days, you got to learn how to deal with blood. If you ever cut yourself in a wilderness or in a forest and you don't know your way, take off any